All right, everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and we have the end of Fetish Locator. Like, not right away, but we have all of it. We got the whole game. The whole game is now available. All three parts of Fetish Locator are done. You can get the complete pack. All the endings are ready. It's all good. Now, you need to support Taboo Academy, which is a Fetish Locator prequel, which actually has more story stuff and less fetishes. Like, it's not as big as Fetish Locator. It's a little different. It's more story driven. But there's some cool paths in the game, and one kind of makes me think of maybe Bible Black. So I'm really curious. I know they didn't do that with it, but kind of maybe similar without the craziness of Sei Shoujo. But let's go ahead and get started. Sometime later at the college campus. Amrose? Hey, Grim, welcome to the mission. What are you wearing? Oh, well, we gotta turn this up a little bit, guys. You know how some of y'all are harder hearing. What are you wearing?
Huh.
Stacy got us mission outfits. Oh, dear. You don't like it? I mean, it looks really sexy on you. Good save. I'm telling you, this is tactical, practical, professional, and slutty. It's perfect for this mission. I'm wearing it. That's enough. Stop trying to convince me it's a good idea.
Hey.
Hello, ladies. You all look stunning. Thank you. I loathe this attire. Then why are you wearing it? Stacy said she wouldn't open the door unless we wore matching outfits. Give me your phone. Give me your phone. And since it's an electronic lock connected to a steel core door,
yeah.
Basically Stacy is about the only one who can unlock it without the code. I said I might be able to unlock it. Duly noted. Now will you please start trying? Of course.
Uh-huh.
Here. It's my phone and it's turned off. It isn't just turned off. Fetish Locator can't turn it back on anymore. Oh, nice. Amrose, can you help me with this?
Okay.
What exactly are they doing? Something with computers and electronics.
Yeah.
That clears that up. Comp Psy Girl is trying to brute force codes through a simulation or something like that. Engineer Girl is trying to detect signals and prevent the simulation from tripping an alarm. Sounds like a good plan. Think it'll work? Well, we have good news. We're certain there are only 4 digits to the correct code.
Yeah.
And we have bad news. The system will lock us out and set off an alarm if the wrong code is entered too often. Can you bypass the alarm?
Mm-hmm.
I could, but it would involve seriously damaging the lock. I'm okay with that.
Oh.
And I'm fairly certain it would permanently lock the door. I'm not okay with that. Also, we're certain there's at least one person inside. How do you know that? I have a Wi-Fi detector and there's at least one signal moving around in there. Who is it? Can you identify the MAC address or something? Just pretend that it's magic. Okay? We magically know that there is at least one person inside. So why don't we just knock on the door and see if they opened up?
Yep.
Or open up, rather. Or we could come back tonight when nobody's in there.
No!
If there's someone in there, I want to catch them in the act.
Yeah.
I'm still thinking about knocking. Stacy could still be able to get the door open.
No.
Nope. What do you mean, nope? I've tried everything I can think of. It all results in a best case scenario of a 0.3% chance of success. That doesn't sound good. That isn't good. Okay, plan B. Knock on the door? I saw a fire axe around the corner. I can knock with that. It's a steel core. Also, the person inside would call security. Fuck. Fine. You knock.
Hey.
Aww.
Land shark.
Oh.
You're not old enough to understand that reference. Plan C.
Huh?
Is that where we set everything on fire? What? No. Let's skip Plan C and go right to Plan D. How do I get teamed up with the Three Stooges?
Okay.
Excuse me, how did I get teamed up with the Three Stooges? You're definitely not old enough to...
Oh.
Waller. Fuck, where?
No.
No, I mean Sarah Waller should have the... Should have access to every door on campus in case there's a fire or something like that. I'm pretty sure that door is meant to stay closed if there's a fire.
Mm.
Well, she should still know.
Yeah?
Okay, where can we find her? Mm. At this time of day? She's probably on rounds at my dorm.
Mm.
Alright, Stooges, let's get rambling. That doesn't even make sense. Maybe we can be like the Three Musketeers? There were four of them. I thought we were Grimm's angels. Whatever. Hey, why doesn't Grimm have to wear a tactical slut outfit? I just assumed he would dress professionally. Was I supposed to wear a suit or something?
Yeah.
Maybe we can pick one up at your dorm. Let's go. Mr. Turner! You better not be doing what I think you're doing inside there! Open this door right now, young man! Miss Waller has quite an ass. But not like the ass I saw tonight! No, sir. Oh yeah, folks, I was walking by, and this girl with this giant, I mean giant booty, enormous. She said, I was staring at her. She saw me, she turns around and gives me this great big smile. I was like, I don't know if I'm ready for that right now tonight. Woo! But she was ready. We could have been having a whole different kind of fetish locator tonight. Be on the hub! Grim, is that you? I recognize your mask. Oh yeah, guys, if I ever did something like that, I would definitely make it known that it was me. Oh yeah, you'd know it was the Grim Lord. All right, good news and bad news. Good news, we found Zara. Bad news, she's right around the corner. She's not in a good mood. Christ, that woman needs some good dick. Tell me about it. Uh-oh. Don't even think about it. So what are we doing? One of us has to go talk with her. Grim has to moat. Let me handle this.
Huh?
Stacy, what are you... Mr. Turner, you know the rules. Open this door immediately.
Hey.
You're Miss Zara Waller, I assume?
Yes.
Mrs. And yes. Who are you?
Oh.
Ah, of course. Pardon. My name is Tracy, and I'm the fire inspector assigned to inspect the college grounds, including the dorms, and reassess the fire maps and create up-to-date digital fire maps. I wasn't aware that we had anything like that scheduled today. That's unfortunate. I... Mr. Turner! Kids, am I right? I'm sorry, how old are you again? 37. Moisturizing every day does wonders for your skin. Anyway, where was I? All right. You see, I was inspecting the faculty sector at the college and came across a locked door leading to the IT room. I was informed that you were the person I needed to go to if I needed any help accessing certain locations within the college. Oh, well, yes, but why would you need access to the IT room? IT rooms are horribly unsafe, Miss Waller. You wouldn't believe the things I've seen. Electrical cables strewn all over the place, servers with barely any ventilation, and all sorts of other unsafe practices. This is just between two working professionals, but I was responsible for checking out V. Novella University as well. And let me tell you, for being such a prestigious school, some of the things I saw there, especially in their IT department, was just awful. Really? I always knew those pretty rich kids weren't all that. By that metric, your college is practically a shining example of what to do right. I've yet to find a single major violation, so I'm sure your IT room is well managed as well. But I still need to make sure. I'm sure you understand. Of course, but sadly, I don't have access to that room. We got a new IT professor, and she's the one that's responsible for that department now. Oh. I might go ask now if you'd like. She's probably in the teacher's lounge. She might be able to help with your digital fire mat.
Yeah, no.
Oh, that's all right. We don't need to do that right this second.
Huh?
What's she saying? I think she's telling us to find the professor while she stalls. There were some other locations that I had some questions as well.
Oh.
Yep, she wants us to go. Alright, let's go. She can clearly handle this. Muffled slapping noises. Someone's in there and they're slapping something. Might be an ass.
Huh?
Slapping something? Yeah, like an ass. I'm appalled, young lady. I didn't raise you to be some common harlot.
Hmm.
Is that Lulled? Sounds like her. Well, I'll be. There we go. Pain whimpering. I didn't instill the word of our Lord in you since you were a babe so that you can spit in the face of his holy creation. Who's there? God damn, she's got an ass. And that's about the size of the one I saw. Yes, folks, it was that big. I am not lying to y'all. I'm not lying, I swear. I swear, on the Bible. Yes, on the Bible. I know some of y'all are religious. On the Bible, that ass was that big. Yes, 100%. I'm telling y'all the truth. I ain't making no lies. Fuck. Wait, is that Cynthia?
Huh?
Who are you and what are you doing here? We were told that the new IT professor was here. We had some questions to ask her.
Mm.
Oh, her? No, she's not here.
Hmm.
Do you know where she is?
No.
I don't concern myself with the goings-on of heretics.
Okay.
Can I ask what's going on here?
Yeah.
Hear that, Cynthia? Should I tell him? This tramp of a woman I call my daughter has committed grievous sins repeatedly and is now being punished in shame for her debaucherous ways. Jesus, I can see where Cynthia gets it from. Can you imagine the shame I feel as a woman and her mother? The shame that her wanton actions cause our family? You two, you seem like respectable young women. Are your virginities still intact? Are you pure from the corruption of lust? This is what I get for being loving, for allowing her budding youth to be free. I was warned, but I didn't listen. And now, my poor girl. Miss, it's okay.
No.
It's not. This must be fixed before she goes deeper into Satan's clutches. Can't be much worse than what we saw in Great Deceiver. Woo! I know what I need to do, but I can't do it alone. Can you accompany me?
What?
She needs to be punished in a way that I cannot perform. A mother can only do so much. She needs to properly understand shame so that her course can be corrected. Of course, I'd be happy to. Thank you. It's hard to find a good, pious woman these days. Get up and make yourself look presentable. We're going. Let's go. What just happened? Let's go find the new professor. We don't have time to waste. Good thing it isn't locked. Don't you know how to pick locks? Look, Jill isn't part of this party, but she's really fucking good at picking locks.
Nope.
I spent all my illicit skill points on hacking computers. I'd say you have quite a lot of sex skills as well. Anyone else said that I'd tear their nuts off. But from you, I guess that's a compliment. I actually like Hannah. She's my kind of girl. That's the kind I'd be into. But Grim, isn't that the one with the tattoos? But that's what I was into. Besides, that's just immoral, not illicit. Quick, hide! Just pretend like you belong here. Yeah. Ah, Professor Fulton.
Hey.
Who are you? Oh. I was hoping I could find you here. Shit. Hope this works. Do I know you? Why are you in my office?
Yeah.
I'm fairly certain you do, Grim Young. Come on, lady. All I know about you is that you're somehow related to Fetish Locator. Sounds vaguely familiar. You might remember my online alias, the Grim Lord.
Oh.
Oh yeah, someone showed me that video going around campus. Video? What video? Is there something I can do for you?
Yeah.
I think we both know why I'm here, lady. No, not really. Oh, hell yeah. Give her the business. Let me clarify that. I have an assignment we can both work on together.
Huh?
Mr. Young, you're trying to seduce me? Well, I mean, she's clearly not pushing him back. I mean, why not, huh?
No.
Of course not. Would you like me to seduce you?
What?
Is that what you're trying to tell me? Do you want me to seduce you? Are we on camera right now? Is this some kind of prank?
No.
No cameras, no pranks. Just two consenting adults alone in a room together. This is never gonna work. Perhaps I've made a mistake.
No.
No. No mistake, I just... You caught me by surprise.
Mm-hmm.
Go on. You're right, we're both adults. Consenting?
Yes.
All right. She says, yes, I consent. That's consent, folks! 100%! The judge has ruled, slam that gavel down. Boom! Then what are we waiting for? Christmas? Can't believe this is working. I am a sex god. Wait. Of course. What is it? Nothing in my ass and nothing in my eyes. You're good. I don't want anything in my ass either, so, you know, we're both on the same page. I love being choked, but I hate being slapped. See, I like this, because that's literally how you should do sex. A lot of people say, no, Grim, no, you need to go, hey, all right, this is what I'm into, this is what I'm not. If you're cool with what I'm into, let's go for it. But if you're not cool with what I'm into, then I'd rather not. And that's just being real. That's just being fair. I like that V Novella decided to add this stuff, because when you're going to have sex with somebody for real, like in the real world, you need to really convey what you're into and what you're not into. And that's men and women. Because I know y'all both watching this. I know I ain't got 250-something people and it's all just men. I know that ain't the case. Good to know. What about you? What are your limits?
Nah.
I haven't found any yet. Now, he might like stuff in his ass. Me? We found out on Great Deceiver. I know I brought that up twice, but we just gotta bring that up, guys. I'm sorry. I don't want nothing in my ass.
Damn.
You ate another box of Nerds. Sorry, guys. I'm noticing something.
Oh, my.
We're talking about the candy. The candy, yeah. If you guys watch the show, I don't even know if I said it on the show, but I told Dude he could jump into my Halloween candy. And I didn't know he was going to take that box of Nerds, but whatever. It is what it is. Anyway, let's get to him fucking. That's what y'all are here for, not for me rambling. Okay, maybe I'm not a sex guy. Maybe she's just crazy. Let her do the job then. What are we waiting for then? I like it when the woman puts the extra effort in. I want that to be known. I like it when the woman's like, hey, I'm gonna do the thing here. That doesn't mean that you stand there like a fucking statue. Like one boss I had, standing there like the Statue of Liberty. But yeah, you gotta do something, guys. If she's gonna put some effort in, you need to do it too. Don't just fucking... Nobody likes a dead fish. Like, I'm gonna say this to the men and the women. Like, if you're tired, you don't want to have sex, don't force your man into it. Don't force the woman into it. You know, because there's a lot of men, they're like, oh, my wife did nothing but just lay there and didn't do any damn thing. There's some guys like that, but not a lot of them. I know there's a lot of guys that are really upset about that, really frustrated about that. So try to put some effort in. But that same thing, guys, if you're tired from work, I mean, try to romp around like you're doing something. I've been told it's all about rhythm. It's all about rhythm. If you got good rhythm, you're good at sex. And that comes from a woman that's had more sex than I'm willing to talk about here. She had six husbands. Six husbands, she knows a thing too about sex. And divorce as well. But yeah, she said it's all about the rhythm. Sometime later. Would say that she had giant titties, but we're not gonna go with that. Oh yeah, I'm real. Like, again, you can meet me on the street and you'd say, Grim, is all that shit? Oh yeah, 100%. Give me a Bible, I'll put my hand on it. Like, damn, you ain't lying. No, I ain't lying. What I gotta lie about? I ain't nobody. I ain't got hardly no money. I ain't gotta lie about shit. I'm not one of these big corporate motherfuckers. I can tell you things like it is, guys. She's saying, fuck me, yes, I'm gonna come. Fill me up. Oh, I like her hair. I really do. I like that short hair look on girls. It's the tank girl thing, man. I'm just gonna be honest. I'm barren. Well, you gonna have something in you that ain't children. Wow, that's a hell of a way to tell that to someone. Just go ahead and give her the business. V Novella, you know, spending the time to make these animations. 10 pounds of gold. Well, he's about to put 10 pounds of gold in her. I'm coming! I mean, I had to. Uh-oh. Boy, that looked like the white paint that spilled today. No. For real. We get a lot of paint primer in. And that shit just gets everywhere. You know, I work on a freight line. And we get That paint that comes in. Oh, yeah, that's what it looks like. That does not look like semen. It looks like paint. I almost forgot why I'm here. Semen's a little more viscous. It's, you know, it's almost like transparent color. It's white, but it's not that white. How's Hannah doing? I hope that means she finished. She got the door code 0071. Just gotta remember that. Huh. She's gonna go out through the window. Don't tell me you're done already. Hmm? Please don't stop. I haven't come yet. Well, go ahead and give her the business. Please keep fucking me. Yeah, keep fucking. Don't worry, Professor. I have a reputation to maintain. I bet. But I need you to do something to me. I need you to do something to get me to full hard on again. I can imagine. Oh, yeah. That's how you do it right there. Ladies, look at her example. If your man is low, that's all you gotta do, for the most part. Now, if it don't work, that means he's done for the night. But if it does work, then you go another round, or two, or three, or four, or however many rounds you want to go before the man dies of a heart attack. While you suck on that, do you mind if I ask you a few questions? I don't think she's in a mood to talk right now, buddy. Excellent. What video are you talking about? You don't know? Well, I guess I should say which video, since there is probably a lot. The chair, spinning, fountain of cum, everywhere. Oh yeah, the chair one was good. The spinning chair? At Amrose's house? I guess I came a lot and that impressed her. Although this might be the person behind Fetish Locator in the VIP program. You like the taste? You like the taste of your own pussy on my cock? Aw, here we go again. I'm getting flashbacks to the goddamn Great Deceiver. How do you like getting fucked in the ass by your cock? No! Oh, man. Nothing is gonna remove that from my brain. Say Shoujo is permanently ruined me, guys. I guess that's my answer. Tell me what you know about Fetish Locator. Huh? Oh, look. I'm hard enough to pound that pussy again. Oh, here we go. Round two. Yes. Fight. Yes. Tell me. Anything. What do you know? Anything you want about Fetish Locator. Just keep fucking me. Okay. Tell me. Whatever you want. Is Wayne Brady gonna actually have to choke a bitch? Harder, faster, stronger. Harder, faster, stronger. Tell me what you know about Fetish Locator. Nothing. Fuck, I'm coming. Son of a bitch. I'm gonna come too. Fill my barren cunt hole with your seed, she screams. Gaga! Okay, that was the weirdest thing you can ever say. Don't ever do that when you're coming, guys. When you do that, don't laugh. Kind of weird. Unless you're like a super evil villain. You have to wonder what Dr. Doom does.
I'm coming, you bitch! Ah, ha, ha.
Or Thanos.
Okay, it's coming.
You know, you just gotta think about it. What do these villains do? Do they have a menacing laugh when they come? The questions nobody ever wanted answered. Huh?
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, you were amazing. But I'm a professor and you're a student. I'm not one of your students. Still, I should dress up. Yeah. This was a mistake. No! No, it was not a mistake. This was the best mistake. Probably. Mind if I ask you a question? You know, if you mention this to anyone, I'll lose my job.
Okay.
In that case, I suggest you answer my question as honestly as possible. Fuck, what do you want? What do you know about Fetish Locator? That app? It seems to be popular around campus. You gave access to someone to run it from the campus servers.
Huh?
I did? I don't remember anything like that. How else would they have gotten access? I mean, I don't know, the previous professor? You're telling me you don't know who has access to the campus servers?
Yeah.
My job is like the Defense Against the Dark Arts teacher at Hogwarts. I don't understand. It changes every year. This year it changed twice. So you're not the mastermind behind the Fetish Locator app?
Uh-uh.
I barely even have a job here. I haven't even taught a course yet. Okay, sorry to bother you.
Nah.
You're not gonna mention this. No. Definitely not. Never.
Phew.
Okay, thanks. Was it good for you? I think so. Right now I'm kind of terrified that I've ruined my life. Honestly, I won't say anything. You're good! It might be on Fetish Locator, but I don't think... Well, I hope the app won't identify you or give any information that could.
Hey.
Hey, Grim. I've never been fucked like that in my life. You should know that. I'm glad. You deserve it. Heh. At least you don't have to worry about having my kid. Heh. Yeah, there's that, I guess. Man, she's really trying to point out that she's barren. It's like, you can come at me all you want, I don't care. That's got kind of awkward, didn't it? Well, it was nice meeting you. Good luck in your career here.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks. Good luck on your final exams if you haven't had them yet. Thanks. I'm gonna go. Okay.
Hey.
Wait.
Yeah.
Yes, Professor? I just want to know what an incredible I just want you to know what an incredible specimen you are. Huh. I've never seen a man come like you did. And I've never felt a man fill me up as much as you did. And you did it twice. Thanks? I just wanted you to know that you're really special. Take care of yourself. You too. Okay, so Hannah gave me the code. I just need to remember it. Heh. The vessel with the pestle holds the brew that was true. Or was it the flagon with the dragon? Doesn't matter. Just remember that. Wait, what was that code that Hannah gave me? 0077. Well, that didn't work. Let's try again. Shittin' George, I gotta go all the way back a bit. We're going pretty far back. Uh-oh. It's gonna take me a little while because... gotta go back a little bit. Uh-oh. It won't let me. I forgot. Uh-oh. That didn't work. Alright, guys. So I'm gonna save it right here. And then look back at the video and get the code. I'll see you guys next time on Grimm's, Uncanny Valley with more Fetish Locator coming at ya soon. I'm out.